I've been looking forward to interviewing this guy for years. I used to go to school with him. Nick Harper, acoustic guitarist, singer, songwriter. Boy Done Good from Marlborough. He's going to be live in the studio. He's playing at the Victoria Pub in Old Town in Swindon tomorrow night. Talking about his gig, also his current tour, his brand new album, well, relatively recent album, called Treasure Island. And he's going to be giving us a taste of what he does. So if you've never heard of Nick Harper before, shame on you. He's brilliant. And we're going to be talking about his life, a short life, because he's like me, a youngster at heart. And also hearing some of his music acoustically and live in the studio between now and 11 o'clock. We're also playing bits and pieces. 10 songs. Healing and Never Be Lonely. It's that Mark Jones in for Sandy Martin. Now, do you ever get the chance to do something you've always wanted to do? Just have a think about this. Well, just now and again in this job, you do get the chance to realise a dream. Admittedly, a small one in this case, but my next guest is someone I've wanted to interview for a long time. I don't think he knows this, so he may well be surprised by what I'm just about to say. We went to school together back in the early 80s.
Blimey.
I know, can you believe it? St John's in Marlborough.
I know.
And, you know, I always remember, because I used to do support discos for your band then, Verbal Execution.
Yeah.
And I always thought to myself, if I ever make it on radio, I'd love to get you in on the radio show.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, I mean, you've made it bigger than me, really. But,
well,
you know.
I don't know about that. Maybe in the beer belly stakes, yeah.
Nick Harper, Wiltshire Lad Done Good.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
You've done brilliantly, because you've had a number of CDs out over the years, haven't you, Nick? And you've been playing, since you left school, almost?
Well, before I went to school, I think I was playing.
But professionally, I think.
Professionally, I guess so. The first sort of thing I did was to try and bump up the pocket money playing with my old man, who's a musician as well. And I guess there was never really any choice of me doing anything else, really. I tried my hand at selling wine at a wine merchant for a few years, and did probably the business not much good, and my liver probably even less good. And went back into music, picked up the guitar from the corner of the room, and started playing acoustic clubs. That must have been sort of late 80s, I guess.
Mm.
After our glorious stint with Verbal Execution.
That was a band that you set up when you were at school.
Well, no, I had shoehorned myself into a band that was already going in Marlborough. The rest is history, as I say.
Yeah. No, I do remember those very days when the floor got very sticky after a while, didn't it? I was talking in the office to one or two people who've heard of you, but they still don't really know, and I hate pigeonholing people, but they still don't know really what you do. How would you describe your music? What do you play?
I'm glad you asked me that.
no, you're not.
it's really difficult, and that's probably why they wouldn't be able to describe it themselves, because it's a mixture of lots of different styles, I think, even though that what I do is acoustic guitar, bass and vocals. When I'm in the studio, it goes on sort of flights of fancy, and I can draft in all sorts of weird and wonderful instrumentation. And also when I'm on stage, I go on flights of fancy as well, and sort of drift into songs that I've either recently heard or I'm dredging up from way back. So it doesn't really follow the format of, you know, this is a mellow singer-songwriter, this is acoustic music, you know. And also, by the same token, it doesn't follow that sort of formula of bass, drums, vocal, and maybe a keyboard.
Mm.
So it's difficult to pigeonhole. Which I quite like, which gives me a lot of freedom, but publicity-wise, it's pretty hard to corner me, you know. Which, I quite like that. But, it is difficult to answer that question. And I think I've done my impression of a politician in not answering it.
You've done very well.
Yeah.
Can you give us a short song? So I'm looking at the clock, and sadly, as always in this game, we're always governed by the clock, but we've got to go to travel in a minute. Can you do us a short song so people get an idea of what
short
you
song? I don't do short songs. Is 4.5 minutes too long?
Let me just check with Eleni. Is that all right?
That should be fine.
Thank you. She's our travel girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay there. You're going to be treated to a top singer-songwriter now, Eleni.
Developments of Fast and Furious in the travel world. Right?
Obviously, the M4's been a bit chocker this morning.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they can listen to us on the radio, can't they, while they're stuck there?
Exactly.
Okay, it's the Seven Ages of Man in 4.5 minutes.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Morning.
That's working you. That's working me. That's brilliant. Nick, thank you very much. Nick Harper's here from Marlborough, from Wiltshire. Singer-songwriter, guitarist. That's what he does now. Now you know. Rather than pigeonholing him, you now know. More with Nick after the travel. BBC Radio Swindon, BBC Radio Wiltshire. Mark in for Sandy. And here's Eleni on the travel. Thanks for waiting.
So you're welcome. Just a quick update for you on the M4 eastbound. We've still got lanes 1 and 2 closed between junctions 17 and 16, Chippenham and Swindon West. And that's due to an accident that took place a couple of hours ago. Police and the emergency services are still on the scene. Recovery is underway, but lanes 1 and 2 remain closed eastbound through that stretch. Now, there's a fair bit of queuing traffic heading past the scene in lane 3 that's still open, so you might want to avoid the area completely. In fact, police are asking motorists to try and do that if they can, if at all possible. No other problems to tell you about, but if you spot anything else, give us a ring on the jam line, but only when it's safe and legal to do so. 08000 725 205. I'm Eleni Kyriakou at the BBC Travel. Travel Centre.
Just give us an update on the M4 again, just the top line.
The M4 eastbound is still closed, lanes 1 and 2 between 17 and 16, Tippenham and Swindon West.
OK, lovely. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We'll talk to you in about 20 minutes.
OK, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In Chippenham, Westbury and Melksham on 104.3 FM.
Yeah, more from Nick Harper from Marlborough in a second or two. As far as the weather goes today, it's worth just listening to us.
I can't believe it's almost that time of the year again. And as that nice Mr. Wogan says,
people everywhere have been using children in need as a good excuse to do fun and crazy things.
So true. And in Wiltshire.
Hello, my name's Ian Poynter. I'm going to be sat in a bar full of baked beans, and all I need now is some beans and a can opener.
If you're doing something to raise money for children in need this year, tell us about it. Call BBC Radio Wiltshire on 01793 513 626. What do you say, Mr. Wogan?
You don't have to be daring to make a difference, you know.
Wise words count.
As I was saying before Terry Wogan interrupted me, it's going to be a miserable day today, a good day just to listen to your favourite local radio station, because it's cloudy, it's going to be wet, mild though for the time of year, 17 Celsius, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, wet and mild again, you won't need the heating on tonight, so you can save that bill, 11 Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. And the outlook for Sunday, cloud clearing, it's going to be a better day tomorrow, but it's going to be cooler and fresher. So on one hand, you don't get the rain, but on the other, you do get the lower temperatures as well. Let's have a look at what's on around the county. If you like Robbie Williams and Madonna, they're in Swindon tonight. Well, the tribute bands to Robbie Williams and Madonna are in Swindon tonight. 8 o'clock, bang on the nose, at the Stratton Community Leisure Centre, which is in Grange Drive, which cuts through Stratton, of course, Stratton St Margaret in Swindon. Members, £7, non-members, £8. But you can just turn up and pay on the door. If you're a non-member, it'll just cost you £8, just a quid more. Robbie Williams and Madonna Tribute Night tonight at the Stratton Community Leisure Centre, Grange Drive in Stratton St Margaret. I don't think Nick Harper's got a tribute band or a tribute person actually impersonating him yet.
Well, I was thinking of doing it myself and calling it Nick Tarper.
Nick Tarper.
I'll probably double my audiences around the country, I think, but we shall see. Now, I'm going to stick to being myself for the time being. I'm schizophrenic enough as it is, so...
We said that in your music, that it's sort of literally, well, eclectic, is that the right word?
Eclectic, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Eclectic acoustic.
Mm. So you do lots of different things, which, as you say, gives you that freedom, because you're just about to go back into the studio, aren't you, to do a new album?
I am, yeah. I've been writing, actually. This last tour, I've been driving myself around. Usually I have some victim to drive me about, so I've been singing to myself in the car, which I wouldn't subject a, you know, hapless driver too, and coming up with all sorts of new melodies and a few lyrics. So I'm halfway to a new album. I should be working on I'm making a DVD as well, but looking at yourself on telly is a bit like listening to your first answer machine message over and over again.
So you get used to that though,
well, I can't seem to, so I'd much rather write new songs. So I've got this battle at the moment between doing the DVD and the new CD, and I think the new CD's winning at the moment. But the rent must be paid.
Because Treasure Island, you talk about CDs, I mean, this has only been out, about a year or so? This is your latest album?
Oh, that's old stuff now.
Is it?
That's old. No, that's my latest thing. It's... 6 months ago, was it out, something like that?
Yeah, it's got 2005 on the back, but I think that's when you probably first pressed it.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah.
But I'll tell you a little story here. I went to Australia. I had the fortune to go to Australia for a long holiday in April, and my listener knows this. I'm not going to bore them again, but I took this on my iPod.
Oh, right.
It made me feel homesick.
Oh, that's great confidence.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Well, especially the Wiltshire Tale, which we'll explain. Well, you explain it. Well, what is the Wiltshire Tale? It's you, basically.
Well, it's a celebration of life around here, really, in the Wiltshire Downs, and the magic and, you know, all the stuff that I grew up with and grew to love, you know.
And it's a poem.
Yeah, I'll do it if you like.
Yeah.
I can remember that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can you do that in a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just want to just ask you briefly about, because you mentioned your dad, Roy Harper, which a lot of our listeners may well remember from, of course, the 70s and the 80s as well. So surely, in a way, it was, as you say, it was destined that you were going to maybe follow in his footsteps, because you were growing up, well, certainly when you got to about 10, which I think is when you first picked up a guitar, you have lots of these very famous musicians around you.
Yeah, it didn't seem weird at first. I mean, I can name drop all day, but we had some fairly sort of, you know, world famous names coming around to mess around in our garden and coming around for tea and stuff, which didn't seem unusual to me at first, but then I realised there was a fair amount of kudos to be had in the tuck shop queue, you know, so I played it a little bit, but it was just natural, like you say. There were guitars lying around and musicians were there on and off, you know. And I used to go up to like Abbey Road when my dad was recording and stuff, and hang out with all these weird and wonderful people. So I guess it was. And the other thing was, my dad was touring quite a lot, so my major contact with him was through his records, really. And so I'd ape him, you know, with his guitars that were around the place, and it was just a sort of organic thing, man, you know, just sort of happened.
But you've gone off on your own, obviously, and you're very much a musician in your own right now. That must have been difficult at times, maybe not to, as you say, either copy what your dad did very successfully,
yeah,
or maybe even a bit swamped by that Roy Harper name.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blessing and a curse, really. So as many people are turned off as turned on by the fact that I'm his son, you know. So you get the Julian Lennon sort of people who are a bit anti, and then you get the Jeff Buckley people who are quite pro, you know. But everyone's different, everyone's got something to offer. I mean, I pick up music from all over the place, and I think, you know, fans of my dad will be able to hear his influence in me, but, you know, there's also Frank Zappa in there, Frank Sinatra, Stephen Stills, Brahms, Wagner, Public Enemy, Prodigy, Killing Joke, you name it, is, you know, the Stranglers, there's all sorts of influences that all go in there. There's a bit of Kylie, some Kool and the Gang.
Great, I love Kool and the Gang.
These are all covers that I sort of slip into my songs, you know, little snippets just to doff my cap, you know. So it's a weird sort of amalgamation of all sorts of different styles and my own sort of dreams in there as well. So yeah, again, it's difficult to explain what it actually is that I do, but
I want to talk a little bit more about being a singer-songwriter, because I'm just in awe of anyone who can actually sit down and write a song. I mean, not only musically, but also just put the lyrics to the actual music. But can we have another song? Or let's do another song. We'll do a Winter Tale, a Wiltshire Tale. That's another song, isn't it?
Well, it's coming.
Fantastic. A Wiltshire Tale a bit later.
Okay, we've been talking about my old man. I'll just play a song for that I wrote for my mum.
Talking to my imaginary friend, more than anything, she is positivity, someone who's always helpful. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream that you are here with me. And when I need my imaginary friend, to be someone I like. I know that's not living how it is, but how I'd like it to be. But all I ever do is dream. All I ever do is dream. Thank you.
Aye.
That's taken from, is that from the album Blood Songs?
That's Blood Songs, yeah.
Which was about, or mainly not dedicated necessarily to, but about your family,
yeah,
and friends.
Yeah,
and
it was all, basically we moved down to a beautiful little cottage we live in, outside Marlborough, in 1969, me and Mum and Dad, and then my mum passed on, as they say, and I moved back into the house with my little daughter, so the whole thing went full circle, which was a beautiful thing, really. Mm. And I'm now watching her grow up very rapidly, in the same spot that I did, which is a great privilege, really. It's a wonderful thing. I love living around here.
I can tell. I mean, from your album, your latest album, Treasure Island, as I said, I had it on my iPod as I was travelling around Australia, and it did make me feel homesick. I think there's it's Treasure Island, if people don't know, is, the actual front cover is of Great Britain, and also Ireland as well, isn't
yeah.
it? And it's songs very much based, I think, in this country.
Yeah. It was, the treasures, the people, of course, the pictures made up of faces of heroes and from these isles and Ireland, of course, because our cultures are inextricably linked. I look on it as one island. People in Ireland wouldn't agree with that, I guess, but there you go. It's dedicated to the people of these isles that I travel up and down. I meet people, and they're good people, you know. It's full of good people with sort of broad-shouldered attitude to other people, and pretty liberal, really, on the whole, despite what we were told during the last general election, which was the politicians seemed to be outdoing each other, trying to tell us how bad we'd become and how, you know, the age of greed had taken over and British people needed to buck up and change their ideas. And I thought, no, we've got quite a good tradition in our history of being pretty broad-minded people. It's coming up to 200 years since the abolition of slavery in Britain, and we were the second country in the world to do that, and probably had more to lose by doing that than most. And I know it took William Wilberforce about 30 years to get that to happen, but the fact's there, you know, we're not a bad bunch, really. And I thought Treasure Island was to redress the balance in my own mind anyway, and answer the twaddle that these politicians were coming out with, in my view.
Do you think that's why you like Wiltshire so much? Because it's such, in some ways, almost like the epitome of England's rural, pleasant land.
It can be, yes. I mean, obviously there's a few rotten apples.
You get that everywhere, though, don't
absolutely
you?
Absolutely, everywhere, yeah. I mean in Britain as a whole, but I don't know, I feel very lucky to live in this area. I do love it. I mean, it's full of magic, and the heart of the history of Britain is all around us, right? Mm. Avebury and Stonehenge and all those great places. West Kenny, Longborough. But I don't know if I'd stay the night in it, but I like going in there and
it's
having a look around, you know.
And we were talking about going to school together. It takes us back to that school trip.
Well,
A Wiltshire Tale, you're going to do that for us live, which is a
yeah.
poem, and it's just amazing that you're going to do it live, because
I'll try and remember
it. And also maybe one more song before 11.
Okay.
Nick Harper, Marlborough Lad, I know you've lived elsewhere, but Marlborough Lad Done Good. I think we can
yeah, absolutely.
You're one
yeah.
of our own.
That's
now,
fair enough.
Exactly. Done Good, with me today, singer-songwriter, you know what he sounds like now, and he's actually playing at the Victoria Pub in Swindon's Old Town tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit more about that, Nick, obviously before you go, just before 11 o'clock. It's Mark Jones in for Sandy. Let's get the very latest travel from Eleni, who again is waiting very patiently.
BBC Radio Wiltshire Travel.
You've got the patience of an angel, darling.
Oh, thanks. It's well worth the wait with this beautiful music.
Oh, thank you.
The M4 eastbound there, we've still got problems, I'm afraid to tell you about. Lanes 1 and 2 remain closed as you head eastbound between Chippenham and Swindon West. Now, this has been ongoing for a couple of hours now. Recovery is underway, but lanes 1 and 2 remain closed eastbound. Now, we've got reports of queuing traffic as well for about 2 or 3 miles as you head past the scene, so you might want to avoid that stretch of the M4, if at all possible, at the moment. Police and highways have nothing else for us, though, especially across the A303 stretch, heading east and westbound. If you're travelling around Stonehenge or Amesbury this morning, that's looking pretty clear. No reported problems around Swindon Town. Things are pretty busy, lots of shoppers out and about today, but nothing that should slow you down in Chippenham. Same story if you're heading around Chippenham town. The A350 heading into Chippenham, just near the golf course, that's moving pretty well out also. And around Salisbury, the ring road there, that's looking pretty good as you head through the St. Mark's roundabout and the Castle roundabout too. We also checked around Trowbridge for you. Church Street and Silver Street are moving pretty well. That's according to the Shire Shopping Centre CCTV control room. And the trains, I just checked the departure boards, no cancellations or delays for me to tell you about. But if you spot anything else, give us a ring on the jam line, only when it's safe and legal to do so, 08000 725 205. Or for more information, log on to bbc.co.uk/Wiltshire, where you'll also find information about speed cameras across the county. I'm Eleni Kiriakou at the BBC Travel Centre.
In Trowbridge, Corsham and Malmesbury, on 104.3 FM, BBC Radio Wiltshire.
The weather today, pretty wet and horrible today. Just stay in and listen to us. Ronnie Barber's here. I've seen him. He's in the studio somewhere. He's here from 12 to cheer you up. And then, of course, it's sports with Sean and Co from 2 today. Don't forget, of course, it's the first game that Swindon are playing since the demise of Wise, since Dennis Wise left on, when was it, Monday or Tuesday now. So it's going to be interesting. Hopefully, good luck to the Swindon Town players today. Hopefully, they'll do very well. It's going to be mild today or mild tonight as well. We're looking at temperatures of 17 Celsius today, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. So stay in, stay dry, but you don't need the heating on. Tonight, 11 Celsius. Wet still, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to be cooler tomorrow, but it's going to be much nicer. It's not going to be so wet tomorrow. You may fancy doing this tomorrow. There's a Victorian Family Day at the Wiltshire Heritage Museum in Long Street in Devizes, at the main museum in Devizes. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes through till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. £2 for adults, but children get in for free. And the great thing about this is, and I remember, I think they did this last year or maybe the year before in Devizes at the Wiltshire Heritage Museum, people dress up as Victorian, so you literally get submerged into a Victorian lifestyle. Take part in a Victorian school lesson. That'll be austere, won't it? Also have your photo taken in costume. That's fantastic. A great fun day out for all the family, big kids and little kids alike. £2 for adults, as I say. Children are free. Wiltshire Heritage Museum is the place to be tomorrow in Devizes, which is in Long Street, just off the Market Square. 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, so you can pop along there any time between 10 and 4. It's a Victorian family day.
Just imagine the excitement and prestige of being one of the best businesses in Wiltshire.
I'm Mark Beard from Beard, the construction company. We were delighted to win the Staff Development and Training Award last year.
This time it could be you. I'm Jane Greer, organiser of the Wiltshire Business of the Year Awards. It's your story we're interested in. For an entry form and details, log on to wiltshirebusinessoftheyear.co.uk or call 01793 513 626. The Wiltshire Business of the Year Awards, BBC Radio Wiltshire and you, the perfect partnership.
We're a big fan of that kind of thing.
Mark in for Sandy, and Nick Harper's here at the moment from Marlborough, singer, songwriter, guitarist. You've heard some of his music already. You're playing at the Victoria Pub tomorrow night then?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I went to have a look at it, have a sly pint, and I was expecting, you know, the usual sticky floored back room in the pub, which I love playing, but no, I walked in, it looks like quite a posh venue, really nice.
They've done it up recently.
Yeah, it's done a good job. It looks like a good PA, nice place to watch live music, and well, listen to.
And people can just turn up on the door tomorrow night?
I should think so, yeah.
Yeah?
I should think it'll be okay to do that.
Do you know how much tickets are?
I haven't got a clue.
No, I think I did have an email from your agent, I think it's about... Yeah, exactly. Cheap at half the price.
Yeah.
And you'll do the whole repertoire, will you?
I'll do every song I've ever played, and every cover I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be a 10-hour show, and you can go whenever you like.
You're going to do the Call on the Gang
cover? Free drink. Very possibly, yeah.
Because I love Call on the Gang.
Yeah.
I just like to hear.
It's Jungle Boogie, I do.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Now, the Victoria Pub is on top of Victoria Hill. It's literally the pub on top of the hill, isn't it?
It is.
Old Town in Swindon. Opposite where we are, actually, so you can't miss it. And it's next door to Long's Bar as well, also where the Curry Houses are. So if you're not too sure, just ask for where the Curry Houses are in Old Town, and then you'll find it. What time are you on stage tomorrow?
Might find me in a curry house. On stage tomorrow, again, not quite sure. I'm not up on these things. I just sort of turn up and play, you know. It's probably 8:30, I would guess.
All right.
It's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So it might be earlier, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 8.
All right. And you can get, you'll hear Nick play today on the radio and also many, many more, including, are you going to do a Wiltshire tale?
Not tomorrow, but unless I break a string in exactly the wrong place, but I'll do it now if you like.
Just talking about breaking strings, I read on your website, I don't know whether this is just spin or not, not that you would do spin, would you?
Spin? Me?
Can you actually play and change a guitar string at the same time?
I attempt it, yeah.
It works most nights. Basically, I haven't got a guitar ready, so there's only one person going to change a string, so I just get on with it on stage and sort of carry on singing, really.
Brilliant.
And it works most of the time. I've got these weird guitar pegs on my guitar which have a much tighter ratio than normal pegs, so you can, it's like having a string winder. I'm getting a bit technical now, but it means you can change a string pretty quickly. So I just get on with it.
I want to see that. Not that I want you to break strings tomorrow, though.
Well, some people get very, they say, why no string break? I know you file them down before the gig and do it on purpose. And they go off, quite missed.
I can see you getting the record books one day, but you're the only guitarist in the world that can do that.
I haven't seen it done by anyone else yet, but I'm sure there's some young gunslinger going to shoot me down at some point.
Right, a Wiltshire, I keep wanting to say winter, I do apologize. A Wiltshire Tale is on
your latest album, Treasure Island, and it doesn't involve guitars at all, does it?
No, it's the spoken word. Oh dear, I must be getting old. Shall I do it?
Yeah, I'm going to be impressed because it's a very long poem.
Well, I am if I remember it, yeah. Okay. Fleets of Bedford rascals make like shepherds for the border, bringing treats and tasty parcels past the grasp of law and order. To a man who mows a meadow just a mile or so from Marlborough, with his silo bins of psilocybin hidden underwater, moon raking, making merry modern mirthful smirking mortals, as crop circle tourist circle searching for the perfect portal. And one percenters hurtle on in bounty-laden Bentleys, the centre of their world beyond this county evidently. So Farmer Giles smiles gently against the stile as if a sentry. His dog, the Vale Air, snorts a plenty, faithful, 24, who hackles up and snarls, means to bark, but checks his master's feelings, lest he should put to flight the figure who approaches over the crest. For neither know, nor friend nor foe, like this unbidden guest, who settles there, the stile, his chair, and utters this bequest. I am that man they call Nicholas Flamel, who cannot die. Quicksilver streams immortal dreams between you and my eye. For I was here before Big Belly Oak was a sapling. From the hill fort down to the village green, I saw the tribal teams a-grappling. Where Merlin's mound bound magic in the chalk-down ground and the causeway side. Where the white horse rides in the bright night sky when the bourne is high and wide. Where was a hill hand-harrowed with the marrow of the barrow and the megalith hinges aligned. Now golf course buggies caddy daddies to the sand and the modern day tumuli lie. Where Romans dropped their coins in wells and lit candles for their friends. They came, they saw, they left and burnt the sandal at both ends. This shire, the spear of Alfred's Wessex, put the Danelaw's men to run. Lashed from here to Essex with rock-hard cakes and the English tongue. Where Templars sharpened swords of steel on standing sarsen stones. Where the wind cries myrtle round hangman's tree and the old oak gibbet moans. Again crusaders train on the busted plain to flatten Saracen homes. With broadband waistline uptown down no chat room ringtone phones. And there at last he stopped and cast a graven eye at dog and man. And he said with weary, I wish no more to live beyond what mortals can. And he reached down deep in his cloak and he offered up a pebble in his open hand. And he said, here, have this. The stone that grants a never-ending span. But the farmer laughed and said, ah, but you know not who I am. Why, none other than that famous fated hero, Giles of Ham, who took the book from the dragon's nook and stopped time's falling sand. And I've a stone of me own, so you take yours and get off my land.
Brilliant.
You remembered it all.
That's fantastic.
Just about.
And did you, I mean, I was just briefly want to ask you about singer-songwriting. I mean, did it, that just come to you one day, or...?
That was in the car again, I on tour, and I just did a few lines each day, and then wrote them down in the services, and carried on. I mean, there's more lines about Jane Seymour, because she was from Wolf Hall near Burbage, which is outside Marlborough. And I've never managed to shoehorn that into the poem, but it's something like... King Harry VIII saw more of Seymour than he bargained for down at Wolf Hall when he saw her bathing there, bare,
I can't remember how it was going to go, but so there may be Wiltshire Tale Part 2 coming up.
I was just thinking on your new album.
Yeah. So new album coming out possibly in the next sort of 6 months to a year.
I reckon.
Treasure Island you can get at the moment, I presume via your website.
Yes, it's probably, there might be the odd copy in HMV here and there, but
but yeah, the website's the obvious place.
If you just stick Nick Harper into Google, it comes up straight away. It's the easiest way to do it. Yeah, well, I was doing some research last night.
Ah, good man.
And I thought, well, how do I find this? So Nick Harper, and there it is. It's all there.
Oh, okay.
Along with an official website. So there you go. You've got some fans.
Wow.
Da, 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 da. Nick, we're running out of time. Can you do another short song? Because you don't do short songs.
No. What are we going to do?
Just to play out.
Is that short enough?
That's fine.
Thank you very much.
He's playing at the Victoria tomorrow night.
Thank you. I know, I'll do, why don't I do Treasure Island?
Yeah.
Which is inspired by the Williamson Tunnels in Liverpool, actually. But it's a philanthropic tale. See if my voice will go up there this, at the crack of 5 to 11.
Borough's own Nick Harper playing at the Victoria Pub on the top of Victoria Hill tomorrow night, Nick.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. And thanks for coming in and actually letting me realise one of my little dreams. When I was at school, I said, I want to interview him on my radio show one day. If I ever make it, I'm going to do it. And I've done it. Thank you very much.
Here we are.
Brilliant. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Brilliant.
Thanks for playing. Nick Harper's the man. Treasure Island is the most current album, although there's another one out, as he rightly says, probably in about a year from now. You can get it via his website, Nick Harper. If you just go on to the Google, as I say, then you can actually get it from there. That's how you find it on the search engine. And he's playing at the Vic Pub tomorrow night in Old Town in Swindon. We've got an hour of request music now for you. We're getting loads of requests in, I believe, Marie. She's just giving me the thumbs up there. Loads of people wanting your favourite music. So what I suggest you do is you get your request in now if you do want a song that we'll play you, providing we've got it, between 11 and 12 o'clock. 08459 513366 is the phone number.